T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And yes, it is. It's weird, and it's a lot of show business nonsense. That's what we do every day, weekday, right here on B96 with Drex and Nina, along with Gabe. And we'll start with Cardi B. Her new song, Money, leaked yesterday, 2 days early. It got around so fast that the only thing she could do was release it. I mean, and that's all she had to do. She couldn't do anything about it. And, of course, she's blaming Nicki Minaj's fans, also known as the Barbs, and an Instagram live rant, and there was one. She said, we tried to retract it, but you know, the Barbs, they always be posting me. They always post everything I do. They claim they hate me, but they really love me because they want me to be on my page before my fans. So clearly it seems to me that they love me. So I love you too. So it's F this. I can't retract it. So we're just going to go ahead and put it out there.
That's a good theory.
Yeah. So there you go. It's out. We mentioned this earlier. And he's on the market. Halsey and G-Eazy have broken up again. So, you know, you...
They go back and forth, but allegedly this time G-Eazy was partying with a bunch of girls all around him and he wasn't, like, too worried about it. So somehow that got back to Halsey all the way in Japan, and then they got a little Splitsville going on again.
I guess.
He's
on the market.
That's the update.
You told me you like that guy.
I do. I think G-Eazy's super hot.
Yeah, right on. Okay, let's get to it. So the Mega Millions, one person won it last night, and the one winning ticket was sold in South Carolina. So I don't know if that belongs to a group of people or just one person. That's a whole lot of stacks. And that gets them $877.8 million.
You know what's so funny?
A lot of money.
I like to be right a lot.
No.
Just sometimes. And I was with my brother over the weekend, and this guy's like, we're in a group, and he's like, 1.6 billion. And he's like, that's like 1.2 after taxes. And I was like, no way, dude. I was like, half. It's going to be half. It's too big of a payday.
Yep.
It's going to be half.
877.
And you know, he looks me in the face and says, dude, I'm an accountant. I know what I'm talking about. And I was like, okay, well, don't do my taxes because, and then you're telling me it's half. I'm right.
I love being right. It's 877. Oh. Well, now
we're going to get the music. No, but Gabe,
let's call the guy.
But I don't know what.
Put him on the radio.
But Gabe, here's.
Fire him from his job. He's a bad accountant.
But dude,
here's the thing. I don't know what the tax rate is for the state of South Carolina. I mean, if you were in one of the states where there were no taxes, you'd be getting hundreds of millions of dollars more. Here it's 4.9%. It's basically 5% state income tax. Okay, so I don't know what it is in South Carolina, but you would have to pump them, you know, five points.
So
which
Gabe's
would
like,
suck.
I'm still right.
So, yeah. So you're telling me I'm right.
Okay. To win that jackpot, you must bet these 5 wine balls plus that gold mega ball. Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight. Our first winning number tonight is 28. That's followed by 70. Up next, we have 5. That's followed by 62. And your final wipe off for this Tuesday evening is 65. Now for the Mega Ball. That Mega Ball number is 5. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 28, 75, 62, 65. And the gold Mega Ball is 5. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $2 billion.
Could you imagine?
Okay, but it's not. One person in South Carolina won. I did have the Mega Millions, the ball. I had the 5.
There it
so
is.
So I won $6. Hey, holla, what am I going to do with
$6
all that?
$6 going to make you holla.
Yeah, that's about it. Okay, let's get to John Mayer. I don't know why he feels the need to tell us all of this, but he did an Insta Live yesterday, and he was asked to blink into the camera if he slept with over 800 people in his life.
Oh,
instead,
God.
He just stared into the camera. It went like this.
These questions are fabulous.
Blink twice if you've slept with over 800 people. Okay. Interesting.
Did he blink?
Are you guys surprised?
No, he's staring.
I would like to know if people are surprised.
That's the next question, yeah.
Are surprised. You surprised that I have slept with less than 800 people?
Jeez, thank goodness. I feel like it would fall off after 800 people.
He's. Have you ever hung out with him? He's a little out there.
No, I've never hung out with him.
A little bit. Okay.
But he's very nice.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Okay. He says his celebrity allows him access to frequent sex, but he doesn't always take advantage of that.
That might put me into a little bit of a deeper understanding of what it's like to be a woman, in that, yes, I could have sex with somebody at any given moment. I think there's a lot of guys who could too, but I think being a famous man is somewhat similar to being a beautiful woman, which means, yes, there is access. There's very seldom any desire. And the older I get, the less desirous I am of unsheathing new body part. That was actually going to be a bridge of your body is a wonderland. May I please unsheath it, because I do bequeath it. If I can't get on top, I'll get underneath it.
That's pretty funny. That's
yeah. And by the way, if you are beneath it, you can go ahead and ask him to sing Your Body is a Wonderland, and he will.
Oh, so thoughtful of him.
He'll give it to you.
Setting the mood.
Yeah, right. Megyn Kelly finds herself in a lot of hot water once again. She had to issue an apology for comments made yesterday questioning why it is widely considered racist for white people to wear blackface on Halloween.
Truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Like, when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
If somebody feels like something is offensive to them, then you should say it, and that's fair game.
And you should be able
to take it if you're going to dress up like that.
Yeah, you got to be able to take it.
Listen, if you're going to dress up as Black Panther for the Halloween, and you're like a white kid or a Spanish kid or Asian kid, just dress up as Black Panther. But don't paint your face black. Just be the Black Panther.
People still know who you are.
No, you know what? And this blew up yesterday, and here's how bad it got. NBC felt the need to put it on their NBC nightly newscast to retract what she said.
During a segment this morning about Halloween costumes, Today Show anchor Megyn Kelly stirred controversy with her remarks about dressing up in blackface. Later today, Kelly apologized to her staff in this email for using the term blackface, a practice long associated with minstrel shows mocking African Americans. I realize now that such behavior is indeed wrong, and I am sorry.
Do you think she was in the office with the big guy yesterday?
Probably.
I mean, that show is nothing but hot mess.
Probably.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Lady Gaga for a second. She's done a lot of press for A Star Is Born and always seemed to use the same story to illustrate how great it was, you know, to have director co-star Bradley Cooper support her. And here's a mashup of all of those things she has to say about Bradley.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. But I had this one incredible talent with me.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. And you just need one to believe in you, and that was him.
You can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him. So,
you know, there could be 100 people on the
room. Okay, you got it.
Oh, my.
Well, you get the point, though. She wanted to explain that to everybody that was listening.
I know, and I don't think that people understand. When you do these press junkets for your movies or your television show, they just come in one right after the other. I mean, you sit in the Four Seasons in the conference room and they just line up. So, you know, you're going to say the same stuff over and over and over again.
She's really good at it, though. Yeah. It sounded like you were hearing it for the first time every time.
I mean, I say the same thing about you two all the time when people ask me.
What do you say?
The same thing.
But like, what is
it? What is it?
Oh, there could be 99 people in a room about you and only one of them will believe in you. Which one of us gets to be Bradley Cooper?
Nice game. Thank you very much.
It's always nice things.
Okay. So Diddy announced the opening of his third school. He's actually doing, this is a good thing. He took to social media to announce a brand new school that he's helping to open in the Bronx. This is his third capital, preparatory school. Yes. After others in Connecticut and Harlem, and Diddy will donate $1 million to get the school started. $1 million.
Yeah.
Special announcement. Check this out, y'all. I just got the news. We have just been awarded our third charter school. We have one in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Capitol Prep Harbor, one in Harlem, my hometown, Capitol Prep Harlem. And guess what? We come into the Bronx. It's about educating our children, bringing them up as leaders, bringing them up to fight for social justice, preparing them for this world that we live in.
Good for Diddy.
I think that's cool, too.
That is. Yes, he's doing good. Speaking of things that, you know, are good and then some things that are upsetting, we've got a little bit of both of these in Weird Holly today. There is this group of parents that are upset by, you know, apparently they had a drag queen at the school's career day. Would that upset you? Well, apparently it did at this Colorado school district. They had to apologize to parents after including a drag queen as part of the school's career day program. The drag queen, who goes by Jessica Lahore, but actually she was just Jessica that day. Anyway, here's what the spokesperson for the school said.
The school's focus is to have an event that is representative of the diverse backgrounds and careers within their community. Parents should have known in advance who was going to be speaking, and that didn't happen in this particular situation, and it will moving forward.
Okay, so she did not use her stage name. She just called herself Miss Jessica. And she went for the school event instead of using that racier stage name, right? And she was grateful for the opportunity to speak to this group of sixth and eighth graders about inclusiveness and bullying. So hear her out.
I knew that that was going to be controversial because that was something I would never expect to be allowed, like when I was growing up in middle school. And at the same time, I took it as an opportunity because I got to talk to a bunch of kids and kind of open up a new door for conversation. Every class had one person ask me about how to handle with negativity, bullying.
And inclusiveness. So, you know, I see both sides to this story. When I hear like, oh, you know, drag queen Lahore showed up at my sixth grade or my eighth grader's school for career day, I might have a problem with that. But when I listen to her, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, why not? She's teaching diversity and you know, she's anti-bullying.
Well, I get that the name's alarming, but I don't understand what their issue.
She didn't use that
name. So then what was the actual issue of having a drag queen there? Why was that a problem?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the issue is the age range of the students. I have no problem with the drag queen coming in for career day, but I'm thinking maybe the parents think it might have been more appropriate for a high school class, for a high school career day, as opposed to a sixth grader. You're 12 years old, you might be 11, and you know, so maybe that's the part that kind of turned them off, where they're not able to process it the same way a high schooler would, who's exposed to way more things than a sixth grader. Not to say that sixth graders aren't exposed to those kinds of things.
Right.
But again, you're just better mentally prepared to handle those kinds of things. So to answer your question, I think that
might be why. Because I think I'm having a hard time understanding what the issue
is. I think it's the sixth grade to eighth grade thing.
I think so too. I mean, I can see where they would want to be told about it, but I do appreciate what the message was after I heard it from her. You know, and the kids were quizzing her about, you know, the bullying and being inclusive and those sort of things. So I don't think you can ever start too young.
No, and I think it's a good opportunity to ask the questions that you want, because while maybe they're young, they're still in that time where they're curious about what's going on, and they're seeing drag queens and images and hearing about all this already. So I don't know. That's just me. Interesting.
It is interesting. This is interesting. Our friend Jerry Springer will star in a new court show called Judge Jerry. That's right. Back in June, we heard that the Jerry Springer Show was ending after 26 seasons to almost 4,000 episodes here in Chicago. Now Jerry has lined up his next gig, and he's going to be taking on Judge Judy. Seriously, he is. It'll be called Judge Jerry, and it sounds like every other courtroom show out there, but except Jerry will be on the bench. He's never been a real judge, but he can play one on TV. By the way, he was once the mayor of Cincinnati, and he was a lawyer and a campaign advisor for Robert Kennedy. And it will get off the ground and premiere next fall.
Do you guys think that those court shows, like the Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, Judge Milian, you think those are real?
I'm
a little confused about some of them, like Hot Bench, and I believe Judge Judy.
Okay, I don't want to necessarily say who I believe and do not believe. I just know this. I'm not going to say a name. We had a judge.
I know who it is.
On the show.
I know too, yeah.
And we talked about a particular topic because we needed her to be like the deciding authoritative figure in that argument. And then sure enough, like a month later, 6 weeks later, I end up seeing the exact same thing play out on their show. And I was like, oh no. Because I did go
really?
Once. Yeah. I did go once to another show to see the live taping.
Yeah.
And I asked the dude, it was a friend of mine, to his face. And I was like, yo, is this real? And you know me, I read body language and such.
And he's like, yeah.
And I was like, exactly. Exactly. I was like, this is not real. But so the Jerry Springer thing, don't you guys think it's going to be like a blank show? of, but like, you know what I mean? Where it's going to be like Jerry Springer TV show, but just for court. Like someone, you know, slept with his wife, so he wants $17 for the condoms. Yeah,
you think they're
going to
get physical and, you know, start ripping off weaves and stuff like
most
that?
Most definitely.
Well, yeah. They're going to be flying.
They better. Otherwise, why are you bringing Jerry Springer back to TV?
Jerry. Right.
Hey, he's a really nice guy. I used to work across the hall from him. He is the coolest dude. And he is so into politics. I mean, you want to talk politics with that guy? He knows what the hell he's talking about.
Do you think he's embarrassed of his Jerry Springer
show? No, he embraces it. You know, he was the mayor of Cincinnati. He was born in London, or he was born in England. Yes.
I didn't know any of
his. What an interesting guy.
He's English, yes. Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he's English.
No. Well, he's been here forever. So he's an American. But I think this will be very interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, and he would always admit that his show's trash. Yeah, it's just bad TV.
That's so
hey,
funny.
You go in, you know what's going to happen. It's scripted. You walk onto the set. I mean, it's a well-oiled machine. You know they're going to go nuts, and you just stand there and watch the fireworks. Okay, 1 hour. Peace out. We're done.
Give me my check.
Yeah, I was going to say, you made a lot of money doing that.
Absolutely. Okay, we teased this on the extended version of Weird Holly, and here it is. It's the singing opera donkey. This is Harriet the donkey. And Harriet just hangs out in the field and greets people and actually can sing opera. This is a real thing.
It's so ridiculous. This is actually Drex when he's snoring at night. Record the snore.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Record the snore. Yeah, after too much working out.
Oh, you can hit those.
So,
notes.
Do they take pictures with the donkey? Is
And
where is it at?
Yeah.
Is it in the United States or where is it?
I don't know where it is in the States, but it's all over. The video is all over the internet. Yeah.
Is it in the States? I'm looking it up.
The opera donkey. Let's hear it again. Hit those high notes.
Sounds like some bad brakes on a car.
This is so funny. Oh, it's in Ireland. Oh, sorry, Harriet.
So Harriet gets liquored up and then starts singing opera.
Yeah.
Nails that Bailey's. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's it. Peace out, people. Enjoy the rest of your day and join us every day on B96 from 6 till 10. And then, of course, this extended version of Weird Holly. It lives here daily on B96.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.